The 2024 edition of the Stettler Steel Wheel Stampede is in the history books. While the weather couldn't have been better for the first day of the long-standing event, day two proved to be wet and rainy. The Stampede gates opened at 6 p.m. on June 7 for an evening of bull riding action at the Stettler and District Agricultural Society grounds. Several food trucks were set up on site for those wanting a snack, and the beer garden tent was also ready to accept visitors. Shortly after 7 p.m., the event started with a performance riding demonstration by Stettler's own The Ladies of the Heartland. Following the ladies, Andrea Kress sang O Canada, then it was on to the main event, the bull riding. The bull riding event consisted, as usual, of two goes, with the winner determined by the aggregate score. On two bulls, Condor, Alta. Cowboy Kane Scott scored an overall of 162.5 points, which put him in the winner's circle. Stettler's own Armando Davila came in second with a combined score of 156 points on two bulls. Following the bull riding, a new event was introduced, bullfighting. Christian Chetskovich and Jamie Wilkinson introduced their sport to the spectators and then went head-to-head with a pair of specialty bulls brought in for the event. Following the arena events, Mitch Larrick and the 454 band hit the stage of the beer garden tent and carried the party on into the evening. On June 8, the weather turned and ended up wet and cold, but that did not dissuade people from coming out for the festivities. The morning started with a pancake breakfast put on by the town of Stettler at the Stettler and District Agriplex from 7 to 9:30 a.m. At 11, the annual Steel Wheel Stampede Parade wound its way through town with honorary parade marshal Bernie Jackson near the head. The Stettler Magneto's Car Club hosted their annual show and shine on the north end of Main Street beginning at 11 a.m. as well, and at 1 p.m. the youth got into some racing action with the annual Heartland Youth Center Soapbox Derby. Later on in the afternoon, the McMahon Family Resource Center put on a bicycle safety rodeo in the Agriplex, and a market was held at the community hall. Despite the intermittent rain and wind throughout the day, at 6 p.m. the gates at the grounds were again ready to receive spectators. In an added bonus, the organizers set up a projector in the beer tent so that spectators could watch the Oilers playoff game while they waited for the Jerry Sinclair Memorial Saddle Bronc event to start. While the rain stayed away during the rodeo events, the attendees did have to deal with cooler weather for the second night. Again, the Ladies of the Heartland opened the event. For day two of the Steel Wheel Stampede, two events were held, bronc riding and the short go of the barrel racing. The long go of the barrel racing had taken place earlier in the afternoon. For the bronc riding, the overall winner was again calculated by the aggregate score after two rides. After two goes, Hunter Sipola of Cardston, Alta, came out on top with a combined score of 148.5 points, a scant 1.5 points ahead of second place Dixon Tatry of Oyen, Alta. In the barrel racing, which was intermixed with the bronc riding, Tammy Clemmer won first overall with a time of 18.732 seconds. For the youth barrel racers, Oakley Cochran won with a time of 18.684 seconds. During both evening performances, Town of Stettler Mayor Sean Knowles hosted a foot race on the infield, with the winner taking a pair of boots donated by a local business in town. After day two's competition, Larkic and the 454 band entertained the attendees into the evening hours.